Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Overwhelmingly wet voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. And it's time now for the food show. Every afternoon we come in and we talk about eating your way through New Orleans, a pretty good idea, you got to admit, being as we are, according to a bunch of national magazines lately, the greatest food city in America. I've always thought that. I bet you have too. Anyway, we exercise that condition here every day on the show, and it's great to have you with us to talk about where you've been eating and where you would like to go, but you haven't been able to go to, or a place you went to that used to be good and now it's not good anymore, or, you know, any angle you want to take on this. About a couple of weeks ago, we came out with an idea just to do anything we could to get more people to call our show. We have a lot of people listening to the program. That's not a problem. But what we don't have a lot of is people who will call us, and we know for a fact that when we have people who are talking on the air with me, or sometimes without me, because sometimes they get so far ahead of me, I don't know where they are anymore. But the that does happen, and we like to have those people, because if I have one person who has called us and who is given to a conversation with me, then we will shortly thereafter get a second one. And then a little while later, assuming that those two people show up, then we'll have four of them, and it just keeps on going that way. And we wind up with a whole lot of people. During the last couple of weeks, we've had, you know, like a dozen to 15 people in every show, which is a lot more than we've had for a long time. I think it's I don't think it means anything particularly. I think it's just a matter of different ways of thinking about things. And in this case, I think a lot of people have shifted all of their thoughts that they would share with friends in the old days, and the old days weren't all that long ago. Instead, you know, they punch it up and they put it on Facebook and things like that. I would like you to know, for whatever this is worth, I have a Facebook page. I have no idea how it got there. I didn't do it because I don't know how to do it. And there's a, you know, a whole bunch of little pictures and stuff, and nothing that really even registers with me. Most of the pictures I see in here are people I have never heard of and I don't know. So I don't do that at all. We do this, the same function on our program here, and we have been for 30 years. So it's great to be here with you talking about all of this. And here's the way it works now. Totally a different approach to this, and I'm very surprised at by how good it's been. What you do is you call me. That's it. There's no other attachment to that. Call me. Well, what happens after I call you, Tom, and you get on the phone? What happens? Well, what would happen to you if you were off to the opera? I'm getting a little exotic with this, but you're off to the opera, and you're up in the lobby before you go in to watch the opera and to hear it, and you're having a glass of champagne with somebody who walks over, and I'll be darned, it's a guy you used to go to school with about 18 years ago, and you start talking immediately without anybody having to sit down and take notes before you started. It's just a natural thing that comes to you, so you talk to this person who you know, and it's fun, it's satisfying, it makes you feel good. And everything else about it is wonderful. So we're trying to duplicate that on the radio, and we've had pretty good luck with it. So here's the deal. Call me, period. That's it. And I'll have something I'll ask you, nothing in particular. I don't have anything written down myself. And we'll just, you know, go back and forth with it. And then when the time is right, we move on to the next person. And at the end of it, we've covered a lot of territory. Of course, our lookout is the food and wine and cooking and all of that scene. That's what we're more interested in than anything else. But if you're wondering, gosh, I wonder if this fits into what he's... Don't worry about that. Don't even give it a second thought. Just go ahead and tell me what's on your mind, and we will make something of it. The phone number is 260-6368. Who wants to be the first caller for today? We could sure use you. You have a unique responsibility as the first person to call our program every day. Well, you don't have to do it every day. I mean, if you did it once, I'd be thankful to you. So anyway, the phone number is 260-6368. So call me up and tell me hello. That's all you need to tell me, and then I'll ask you, how's it raining over at your house? Well, I'll tell you personally, because I don't have anybody to talk to just yet. We're waiting on you. About a half hour ago, out of the ferocious rainstorm that was running between Covington and Abita Springs. And it didn't look like I was going to get out to lunch today. So what I had in mind was to go to the Bud's Broiler in Covington on Claiborne Hill. I don't know, I just had a hankering for a hamburger, and that's the nearest really good one to where I am. But when I got there, it was raining so hard, and I had forgotten to bring my umbrella, if I even knew where it was. And so there was no way I was going to get into Bud's Broiler without getting soaked. So I just, I was all the way there. I was in their parking lot, and then I drove home because I knew I couldn't get it out. And it was getting harder and harder, the rain coming down with each passing second. So finally got out of that. I hope you didn't have to deal with anything like that today. And I'm looking at the radar right now in case you're interested. It looks like this line of storms that has been going since middle of the night last night. It looks like that string is pretty much moving to the east now. And if you were on the causeway, you'll get a little bit of rain on the north half of it. And on the second half of the causeway, it's raining pretty good. So if you can avoid driving, go ahead and do it. Also, that gives you a good excuse for not calling me. Because if you're driving, don't call me. Please don't. I mean, it's dangerous. It's stupid. Don't do it. If you have kids in the car, pay special attention to them, and take it easy. But as soon as everything calms down, we will go back to normal. If anything we do over here can be sounded as normal, but give us a call, 260-6368. If you are in the car, you're not driving, but you're in the back seat or something, we welcome you. Come on, why not? Come on, let's do it right now.
Changing the subject just a little bit.
6368. What'd you say?
Changing the subject just a little bit.
Oh, changing the subject.
Yeah.
All right.
From telephones to actual food here.
Oh, you have
today
food?
Is National Cherry Pie Day.
Is it?
Yes, it is. And if you read the Fitzmaurice little spiel that you have on the line, you'll find that it is in there, too. I don't know if you ever read it or not.
Oh, I don't read it. I write it. What do you mean? So anyway, the cherry pie, did you say? What did you say it was? Where'd he go?
Pie Day.
National Cherry Pie Day. You know what? I got sort of semi-close to that because this morning for breakfast I had a slice of toast spread with cherry preserves, the kind that come in those, what's the name of those things? They come in sort of like squat, flat down little jars that you can take a nice big cap on it. You can take it off and you can use it to save things and store things. My wife saves everyone she gets her hands on. I'm sorry, who did you say is there? Mike, welcome to the food show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Welcome. Hope you're not stuck in the rain anywhere.
I'm not. I think those are called mason jars. Is that what you're talking about?
Mason jars. Well, that's close, but there's a brand of jams and jellies and such, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's kind of a low-to-the-ground kind of as as high as it is wide, and it has these really large caps on them, and they look so good that my wife never throws them away. She saves them and puts things in them, you know, little bugs and who knows what else.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm looking for a restaurant recommendation for a party of 18. I got about a month, so I, you know, and I'll tell you. So it's half local, half out of town. It's some family that comes in from California. We do this every couple years, and the last I'll tell you the last two restaurants we went to. We went to College Inn last time, and we went to Cape Hall's before that.
Oh, well, you have a pretty good stretch there between the two. Is the casual thing kind of what you're looking for? It sounds like it.
Yeah, just because there's some kids mixed in with that. There's, you know, five or six kids mixed in with that. So we like, you know, something comfortable and casual. Yeah.
You know where I think I might go? Does everybody like seafood, or is that an iffy proposition?
No, I think everyone likes seafood. Yeah.
Out at the lakefront, there are two restaurants. Both of them are pretty large. Both of them are on the New Basin Canal, which is where all the sailboats and everybody docks. And great view of the lake. Great view of the setting sun. It's really a nice spot. Very, very family friendly. And there are two of them. One of them is the Blue Crab. And the other one is Felix. It's the same outfit that's been around since the 1930s, mostly serving oysters, but they just took over a space over there. Both of these are fairly, average in price, and a lot big menus with all kinds of choices to be had.
That just comes to mind because
of the scenery.
Yeah, I've been to both of those. And I don't want to break the rule, but I've had good experiences. Blue Crab, not so much.
Oh, yeah?
Two times. The first time was a little bit of an anomaly, I think. I think they had staff walk out, and they had a bunch of issues. It was just like, it was impossible service. You know, 45 minutes to get an appetizer kind of thing, and the food was just...
With it, then.
And another time, it was okay. It just wasn't really... I don't think it's up to the level of, you know, Cape Paul's or College Inn.
I wouldn't think so. You know, there's a new restaurant. It's very new, and it just it opened up about 2 months ago, and it is I'm struggling to remember the name of it though. It's at 225 Harrison, not Harrison. I've forgotten the address too. I'll give you that in a minute. But anyway, it's a French bistro, and it does all of the kinds of things that French bistros do, onion soup, and they do steaks very, very well. They do some very basic things and also some kind of adventuresome stuff like mussels and scallops and that kind of thing. I think that's a cool new place that a lot of people have been having some fun with. Mr. B's. You know what, Mr. B's could really do you a good job, because they have a private dining room back there that would be about right for the number you're talking about. And once again, I think for the food that they put out, it is maybe the best restaurant in town, without considering things like wine list and heavy-duty service and things like that. But I think it's the best gumbo in town. It's the best...
Barbecue
shrimp, and their bread pudding is really good, and their specials are really good.
My favorite restaurant.
Have to tell you about it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't sure if they could accommodate that bigger group easily, but, you know,
they could. They have a private dining room that's just perfect for that.
Yeah. I have another new one I wanted to tell you about. I don't know if it's my favorite restaurant, but it's my new favorite restaurant. It's Ken, the ramen place on Washington Avenue.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you been there?
It's a little tiny place, and it's really interesting, because I think the people who run it are actually Vietnamese, but it's not the same kind of Vietnamese food that you get in other restaurants.
It's more Chinese because it's, you know, I think ramen
it really is
more, you know, from China.
You're exactly right about that. And it is a fun little place, but, boy, talk about not being able to get a lot of people in there because that's unless they've added to it lately.
No, it's probably, 30 chairs or something like that.
It was the only restaurant anybody could think of where if you walk in the front door, you can, in a few steps, walk out the back door.
Yeah,
it just it was the way it's set up. Yeah.
It is. I've been there like 3 times now, and it's been excellent every time. I mean, that broth, and they make their noodles from scratch, and it's just, it's really, really good. Been enjoying it.
Yeah. Before we go, or I don't know if you're even ready, but another one just popped into my mind. Emerald has 4 restaurants in New Orleans now. Is that right? I think that's right. Anyway, the newest one is called Merrill. It's Emerald without the E on the front end. It's named for his daughter. This is an interesting restaurant because you couldn't cater more to the millennial generation than they do. It's got a menu that changes pretty much every day. It's got a lot of range. Great drinks.
Small plates, right?
It's not small. It's pretty good size.
No, small plates, right?
Small plates, yeah. Or big plates. You know, you can go either way with that. You can get a bunch of small plates or you can get some big plates and split. And it's I've had very good luck there, more so than I expected. But it's really interesting. And they also, for the younger people, they have one part of the restaurant is a counter that looks into the kitchen as they're cooking everything. So that's
I've sat there before. It was cool.
Yeah.
I've been there twice, and like you said, had good luck both times. The first time we didn't have reservations, and they sat us there, and it was fun. And one of the line cooks that was prepping right there, she would, you know, slide us some appetizers or some stuff as she went through, you know, if she made one extra or whatever. So it was a good place to sit.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we've solved your issue here, but...
I like to have options. I think we got some good ones.
Well, good. Well, I hope you have a fun time.
I'm just glad I'm not calling you, the day before my party wants to go and trying to get a reservation for 18.
That's always a problem. And the next thing, you know, you're going to say is, and we want to do this on Mardi Gras. single most difficult thing that you could possibly do in New Orleans is try to find a really great restaurant on Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and it's not that it's hard to get a table. It's just hard to get to it physically.
You can't get to it. There's all kinds of problems. And also, a large percentage of the people who work in restaurants are the ultimate party people, especially during Mardi Gras. And so you might have a few hungover people waiting for you.
Yeah.
This is
a couple weeks after.
Not a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
I appreciate it.
There you go. Enjoy and see you around. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. And we'd love to hear from you. Just call us right now, 260-6368. If you don't have anything to talk about, don't worry about it. I'll ask you for something. If you need some help with HD radio, let me know, and we'll get it to you. It's easier than you might think it is, and it results in fantastic sound. And also, it travels a lot farther than a regular radio station will. So anyway, just something extra we have slapped together in the last few months. On the phone, calling in on the blue phone, it's Blade. And, you know, that brings a question to my mind. I'll tell you as soon as you're finished. He dropped. Blade is gone. Blade, I wanted to ask you what? I wanted to ask him if there was... what the best knife he has in his collection of knives in his kitchen. It's a good question to ask because it's one of the most necessary tools that you have in the whole kitchen, and some people use the wrong ones or those that are so cheap that they can't really do the job, and not only that, but they become more dangerous if they're not very good. But he's not there to answer that question, so to heck with it. You might, though, if you give us a call, 260 6368. You don't have to have anything on your mind that you want to talk about. Just call me, period, and I will ask you something. I might tell you something, and that would get a reaction from you. And what I'm after is just to have a conversation. Nothing serious, just for entertainment value. We do come up with good answers to questions that get asked around here. But that's what we would love to do with you, and we only need one thing. We just need you to call us. And believe me, this will be a feel-good for you today. You'll remember this as the day that you called up the radio station and went on the air and said something that everybody laughed about. I mean, in a good sort of way. So call us, please. And what we benefit, what we get out of this is, first of all, we're not trying to sell you anything. Somebody asked me that the other day, and it's become sensitive. But, yeah, I know why you want us to call. So you're going to, you know, lay a commercial on me. Well, not at all. I mean, nothing like it. Didn't even cross my mind that anybody would do that. But what we're after is just to have, you know, a two-way between me and you. And it could be about anything. And you don't have to worry about it anyway, because if you just say, hell, here I am, that's good enough for me. I'll ask you, you know, something else. Just like as I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, we've been having a lot of fun with this. The like running into somebody you know at the supermarket. You don't sit down and think about it for a minute and what you're going to tell him and what you're going to ask him. You just go right into the conversation, right? And it's always nice, isn't it, to run into a friend in other places. You know, no particular reason. It's just something that perks up a little happiness in you. So that's what I'm after. But we can't do it without you. We really, and it's no big deal. There's no money involved. You're not going to get any, and I'm not going to charge you any. 260-6368.
And you know, there are a lot of interesting things to talk about other than phone calls. We have a lot of stuff. Cherry Pie Day today.
Oh, we do?
It's National Love Your Pet Day today. Also.
Love Your Pet Day. Well, who doesn't love their pets?
Correct.
Except when, well, there's another story behind that.
There's Yuengling Brewery, oldest brewery in the country. They're due for a birthday here shortly. Toothpick manufacturing machines. That was interesting.
That is interesting. We had something kind of like that around here in New Orleans. I don't know if they're still around or not, but it was the a company that made matchsticks, and they were in Kenner. I think they may have actually been in St. Charles Parish. I think they were pretty close to the parish line there. But it was a big operation, and they would bring wood in, and they would hone it down. I don't know how they did it. Maybe with an X-Acto knife or something, but that's what they did back there. And there were a lot of people who would get there on the bus, and the bus would go to the matchstick factory about once for every three buses to come around. So if you missed one and you were trying to get to a lot of people worked over there, get over to the place, sometimes it was tough. Anybody out there ever work for the match factory? Are they even still in existence? Because who uses matches anymore? You know, you don't even use those books. You know, every now and then somebody will send me a matchbook from some restaurant from usually long ago, not around anymore. In fact, I wonder if I have that right here where I'm sitting. You know, I bet I do, but I'm not going to interrupt what we're talking about here or what we're not talking about either to find that. But I know I have it in here somewhere. Somebody sent me a whole box of these things. It was really interesting to run over some of the restaurants here. So, hey, folks, we need somebody to call. 260-6368. If you can't remember that, I don't blame you. Try this, 260-MENU, at same number, same rings the same telephone, but it, I don't know, it gets through you faster or something. But 260-6368, we'd love to hear from you. I was really coming down in buckets today on the way here and also on the way back. I was trying to go to Bud's Broiler. There's one of those out here in Covington, And I literally could not get there because it was raining so hard I couldn't see where you could turn. It was just, you know, one of those days. Well, let's get out of it and cheer up with something else. 260-6368. Please give us a call. 260-6368. That's all you need to do. It's easy enough to do. And I think you will like it. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Dan has decided to join us. Thank you. Welcome for to our show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dan, you there? Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom,
well, here we
hello.
Are. Yes, hello there. How's things? Where, are you staying dry, I hope?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly, yeah. How about you,
oh,
me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. I got a question about Gambino's bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading an article recently that I didn't realize that they'd be this year 70 years old. So that threw me for a loop. That was interesting. And yeah. Is Joe the gentleman that started the bakery, mm-hmm. is his family still running it that you know of?
I'm not sure. I know that they have done so off and on, and for a while they had quite a few locations around town, and they've kind of backpedaled on that a little bit, although the bakeries that they continue to have are probably much bigger in terms of the volume of product that they put
right.
out. But they have been around for a really long time. It's a last remnant of a kind of bakery that was really everywhere in New Orleans in the 1900s, the whole time. And there are a lot of pastries and other things that came out of those bakeries that you can't find for love or money. And no matter what you did, you'd never find it again because the bakery is long gone and nobody even remembers the bakery, let alone the recipe for whatever it is you're looking. Like, I give you an example.
Well,
one of these. I'm having a problem of remembering the name of it anyway. It was a lady who was very famous, and she had a pastry name for her. She was an opera singer. And all the time people are asking me for the recipe for that, and I can't tell them anything because nobody knows. It's gone.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
The one out on Vets, is it I was talking to a friend the other day, and I can't remember it being in the greater Mattery area that was it always on Vets, and then just kind of
yeah, that's been there a long time. I remember,
right.
I was in my teens and bicycled around all over the place in that area back when Clearview and Transcontinental were not paved yet. That's how far back that goes. And
right.
I remember that they were there then, or not long after. Anyway, they have been around for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
And they became famous for their those Dauberge cakes with the many, many layers. Yeah, very popular.
One too many. Yeah, ate them all the time when I was a teenager in the 60s. So, okay. All right, Tom, great show.
Another teenager from the 60s, huh? I'm
exactly.
one of those as well, yeah. What school?
Well, I used to live in New Orleans. Now I don't, but Flusher, McMaine, so
mm-hmm.
always going into town there, at least try to make it into town for a couple times a year. So,
yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All you have to do is take a streetcar, and you're there anyway, so it's easy enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, nice talking to you. Thanks a lot for calling. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Blade has joined us, and Blade, first thing off my mind, unless you have something urgent, is what's the best knife that you have in your kitchen collection?
My best knife?
Yeah. I mean, with a name like Blade, I figured, you know.
Oh, always sharp.
Yeah.
Oh,
sharp? A sharp blade. But which one? I mean, does it have a brand? Is there one in particular that you won't let anybody else use but you because they don't know what to do with it or how to clean it up and how they put dings in it and how you want to kill them? Well, no, I'm going a little overboard. No, I mean, every now and then, I'll give you an example. If you have a really good chef's knife, you never, ever, ever put that in the dishwasher. That ruins it. And let's just say that somebody around my house did that once. And, of course, I've gotten over it. But anyway, you didn't call about that anyway.
No, but probably no. My favorite knife is part of my Cutco set, and it's a long serrated edge that I use to cut bread and tomatoes.
You know, I know exactly what you're talking about because I have one myself. My son sold me a set of those things.
There you go.
When he was a teenager, this was something that I think they still do. They get kids who are just out of high school, sometimes just out of college, and they go door to door and they sell those what was the name of them? Cutright?
Cutco.
And they would try to sell you a whole set of them. And they're pretty good. Yeah. They're not really great, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, my good friend was selling Cutco knives, and they actually had a pep song, Cutco. And we'd have a few beers and we'd all be singing Cutco songs.
That's perfect. Do you realize how lucky you are to have funny little stories to tell about those days?
And I'm figuring that it must have been the disgustingly cute Jude that sold you the knives.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, he wasn't disgustingly cute anymore. He was a go-getter. He's working for Amazon now. Does that tell you something?
Oh my gosh! So we have no idea what he does then.
I don't exactly know what he does. He's explained it to me 5 or 6 times, and I still don't quite understand it. But he is number 3 in the chain of command of the part of the business that he's in. So he's
fabulous.
He's well fixed.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
well,
I think so.
The reason I was calling is because you seem to be at a loss for a good hamburger on the North Shore. Well, to go to Bud's Broiler to me is not anything worth doing. My visits there have been less than memorable. But right across the street, you have 2 choices.
Yeah.
The Buttercrisp has a fantastic hamburger.
Where's that?
Right across the street, the bakery.
From where?
From where Bud's is.
Oh, okay. The one in Covington, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
You were right across the street. You get the big hamburger there with the crinky fries. They're very crispy. They're delicious.
Hmm.
And yesterday we went to the Fat Spoon across Highway 190.
Now there I've been. Up. Yeah.
And they have a wonderful hamburger. It was very large, very tasty. And it was on that fancy word for a roll, ciabatta roll or sourdough roll.
Sourdough? Uh-huh.
Sourdough. Though it made it a little heavy, it tasted really good together.
Hmm. Well, you know, so, baked goods are really hard to resist.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've
eaten breakfast a lot over at the Fat Spoon, but I haven't... I haven't had a hamburger there. I have had a roast beef poor boy there, but I haven't had a hamburger. I'll try it.
Now, I was impressed with their poor boy serve because my son ordered that. And you get the poor boy and the gravy on the side so you can make it as messy or as dry as you want it.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
I was impressed with that.
Yeah. Well, this is the biggest problem with poor boys today is that you pick it up, and it disintegrates in your hands after 2 bites.
Yeah, what's the good of that?
I hate it. It just drives me crazy, and there's an easy way to handle it. One of them is to don't put so much gravy on it. But another approach to it that works out really well is I tell them, okay, look, make up the whole poor boy and then put it in the oven for about 5 minutes for me. And then I'll get it out, and that takes care of it right there. It'll stay in one piece.
Huh?
Everybody ought to do that.
Yeah. Well, these places seems as though that people think the sloppier it is, the better it is, and I'm not for that at all.
I agree with you.
you need a bath after you finish some of these, and that.
Well, you know, it's like if you go to the Oyster House, the Acme Oyster House, they have a roast beef poor boy over there, and they say it comes with 10 napkins. You'll need every one of them. And so, well, I'm not going to get that then.
No, thank you.
They don't get it. I mean, it's so obvious, and there's such an easy way to take care of it. And we've known about that since the very beginning over at Martin's Poor Boy Shop, Poor Boy Restaurant. They really did invent it. We know this. All of this has been documented. And they said, you know, that's what they did. You got a poor boy there. They would put the whole thing together, the mayonnaise and everything, and they would put it in the big oven for about 5 minutes, and it comes out just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, there used to be a place, Central Poor Boys on Jefferson Highway, did the same thing. You put it in that little toaster oven, and the bread would be just perfectly crunchy. It was delicious.
This was on Central at Jefferson Highway?
Exactly.
That was time saver number 4. I worked there for about 3 years when I was a kid.
Number 4?
Time saver number 4. Number 1 was where the old K&B used to be, and that's not even there anymore, on Canal Boulevard right by the railroad tracks. And then number
that
2 was
number
on,
1?
Number 1 well, was on the corner of Carrollton and Oak Street, and I worked there for quite a while, too, and that was my last Time Saver gig, was at number 1.
When I think of Canal Boulevard and the railroad tracks, I can't help but think of the smokehouse.
Yeah, well, that's where they did the smoke, too. They had it there, and they also had it at Time Saver number 4. I know too much about Time Saver.
Man, you know, that's like being Social Security number 0011.
That's about right. I know that the guy who started the Time Saver is, he's a very, very nice man, very smart man, too. And I keep, you know, like I have any extra time at all. I would like to write a book about that whole experience because I did it for 9 years. And it was a little culture unto itself. And I think there's some interesting stories to be told.
I think you need to do it while the generation is around that would remember what you're talking about.
Good, very good point. That's you've really got you've nailed it. That is a great thought, and I will try to keep it in my brain, which gets harder and harder to do every day. But anyway, well, thank you very much for the call, and good luck with
Buttercrisp and Fat Spoon for hamburgers,
and also with your knife there. That you got from some kid somewhere. Well, nice talking to you. Thanks
Same
for
here,
calling.
Tom. Thank
See
you, man.
Bye. It's the food show. Yeah, what was the name? Our son did that for a while, and he was just great. Cutco, yeah. And they had one good copy line, though. They said that if you detected that your knives were getting a little dull, you'd just send them back to the factory, and they would bring them up to brand new standards, and they really did for free. And that has drawn a lot of people to them over the years. And also, their sets, they look good. I'm against the whole idea of getting a set of knives, because most knives, you will never, ever use them, except if you can't, if the one you really want to use is dirty, then you use the ones that you are useless. There are a bunch of them in there. The most useful knife of all is the French chef's knife, and that is not serrated. That's just a blade, and it's easier to keep it sharp because of that. This is the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's wonderful to be here with you talking about the food scene here in New Orleans. And I got a note today from the guys over at the Roosevelt Hotel, where we have been doing a monthly visit. We do our program from the various restaurants and bars in the hotel. And they wrote to me, and they wanted to make a big fuss next time we do that about this drink that they have put on their menu. It's called a Sazerac. Have you ever heard of that? Yeah, of course you have. The Sazerac I think it's the official, as a matter of fact, I know it is, the official cocktail of Louisiana and of New Orleans as well. And it is made with some ingredients that are kind of hard to come by. And they found a kind of rye whiskey. That is one of the essential bits of a Sazerac cocktail, is rye whiskey. And they found this outfit that makes only the tiniest amount of it every year, and so it's really expensive. And to serve you a Sazerac cocktail made with that special rye whiskey, it costs $125 for one cocktail. And the next time we do our show from over there, I think I am just going to go ahead and have the cocktail and take the money out of my pocket like I always do, and see how long it takes for me to fall into the ditch. I'm going to go into Jack Benny mode to see. You know, Jack Benny was a famous old radio guy, and he was famous for being a real cheapskate, although in real life he wasn't. And he would do anything to save a penny, and that was the character he played on his radio show for a million years. This is the Food Show. Anybody remember Jack Benny? He was a major player for ages. And when he went into TV, he did it pretty well, too. 260-6368. Today is National Cherry Pie Day. I had a cherry slice of bread today. But it had 15 different kinds of seeds in it and stuff. Let's see. The oldest American brewery was founded in 1829. It's that outfit with the name that's so hard to remember. Yuengling. It's Y-U-E-N-G. Yuengling, is that right? Yuengling. Yuengling. It sounds like something that somebody would walk up to you and tell you. Yuengling. Huh? No? 260-6368. I'm in need of someone to call up right now. You don't have to have anything to say. If you do have something to say, then please, let's say it. Go ahead and do it. I mean, we talk about eating, we talk about restaurants, cooking, and all that. But, you know, give us a call. We really love your inputs. Don, welcome to the Food Show. Thanks for calling.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, Nick. But glad you called. I was really happy to hear that.
The last caller you had, he talked about the Central Po' Boy.
Yeah.
It wasn't at the Tom Save, it was across the street at Central Hardware.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's I was probably sweeping the parking lot over there while I should have been eating a roast beef po' boy.
Yeah, well, they cut Central Hardware in half, and
that's my old neighborhood.
That's mine, too, so I know exactly where you are.
What street did you live on?
I lived on Jefferson Street and on Highway Drive.
Well, that's where I lived. It was on Jefferson Street, 721.
I was at 520.
Well, there we are.
Yep. And the other thing, you know, we're talking about Cutco knives.
Yeah.
They still will sharpen them for free.
That's right. And you can have the knife for 20 years and send it in, and they'll take care of it.
Because my wife has sent some this past week to them.
Oh.
And it takes them about a week to get it to you.
Yeah.
Get them back to you.
Well,
and sometimes if they can't replace that knife, if they can't sharpen that knife, they'll replace it with a brand new one.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
Well, listen, thank you for all of that. I appreciate the phone call.
You have a great day.
Again. You too.
And I enjoy your program.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of it in, about 5 minutes after we check the news from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.